Hello, everybody. My name is Eric Stahl. I'm a member of the Greater Peoria Libertarians and also a member of the Libertarian Committee of Tazewell County. Tonight, we are at Seasons Gastropub, and we've had a marketing communications meeting for our Peoria party, and we decided we're going to do a podcast. We've assembled a few of the high-ranking members of the Peoria group. And what we decided to do tonight is we're going to talk about Decision 2018. There's been a lot of posts, a lot of just little things said here and there on Facebook and other social media, and I don't think the tone gets carried right when we do that. I think if we talk in person, face-to-face, if you hear our tone as we talk about the candidates, I think maybe you'll understand where we're coming from. So that's our goal tonight. Again, my name's Eric Stahl, and to my left, we're going to go around and introduce ourselves.
Hi, my name's Jason Spires.
I'm Joseph Keel, treasurer for Peoria County.
I'm Eve Washi.
I'm Donnie Henry, secretary for Greater Peoria.
And I'm Jacob Irish, the vice president of Greater Peoria.
And Jake Irish is going to own that microphone with that voice. But Eve, nobody's going to have a clue what you're doing over there.
I'll speak up.
Yeah, you'll speak up. All right, so everything's been going really good. We've got great candidates for governor. We've got interesting candidates for other parts. But the governor's race is really taking over a lot of this right now. And I think the social media aspect especially. We had some great debates. We had a great debate downstate in Champaign where we got to meet the guys and had a few more debates since then. But here the last week or so, we've seen all kinds of stuff. And I know, Donnie, I'm going to go right to you on this. Mm-hmm. Things get pointed. People say stuff and people get emotional about it. Do you think it's been fair the way we jump on everybody? Or
So I guess here's my thing with being libertarian. I think that what we talk about is oftentimes controversial, and I think that what's going on in this is normal. You know, Republicans and Democrats, they're doing the same thing, maybe in a different way. But don't think for a minute that Jeannie Ives is not going after Bruce Rauner. This is a normal thing, and it's okay for us to scrutinize our candidates. You know, we have three great candidates. For you guys that are out there that don't know, we've got a guy named Cash Jackson. He's a Navy veteran, a great guy. We've got John Stewart, the illustrious one, a former professional wrestler, business owner. We've got a guy named Matt Scaro, and he's an entrepreneur as well up in Chicago. We've got three great candidates, but it's okay for us to sometimes talk about it. What I don't want us is to be safe space libertarians. You know what I mean, Eric? I mean, that's my hope is that we can, in this discussion, is be able to talk about it and point out the weaknesses and the strengths that we have.
So, and the reason we're having this, let's just get cut right to the chase. Let's just go to the bone on this. Kitchengate. All right. So, not to bash on Cash, but Cash Jackson posted a video. It was kind of goofy, and he's known for these goofy videos. But it was also, to some people, it was, I don't want to say ignorant, but it was a little lowbrow, maybe. So we start there.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Jake, you got a look on your face like
you're doing something. Yeah. You know, I think that there's not a libertarian that didn't realize that it was a joke, right? You know, if you watch the video and it's someone not running for governor, it'd probably be a viral video of a funny thing, right? And maybe someone would be upset about it, but it would be gone in 15 minutes, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But reality of it is that's not the world that we're trying to play in. And I don't know. What does...
It had legs because the Tribune grabbed it.
Yeah, absolutely did. And, you know, myself reading the comments and hearing things like, well, Donald Trump's in the White House and all that. And, you know, we don't have a Donald Trump. That's not what we're... You know, that's not what we're about, right? I mean, I think everyone can agree. But to me, you know, watching the video, I thought to myself, there's not a libertarian that wouldn't realize that it's a joke.
Yeah.
But that's just it. That's just libertarians.
Yeah.
That's not independents or anything like that.
What was it, 2% of the vote in the last election was libertarians?
Yes.
So that's a very small percentage.
Yeah, I think it was looked at as, you know, if 100% of all of the libertarians went to vote on election day and voted 100% of their vote to that person, they still wouldn't get, you know, they wouldn't be in the governor's office, and we wouldn't even get to 5%.
Jason, I know you have like a fondness for, I mean, Cash is your guy, okay, as we're talking, wasn't he? Okay, I could read that wrong. What was, did you watch the video?
I tried to look up for the video, and I couldn't find it. And every link that was sent to me said that this page is no longer available.
Well, I think that's because if you aren't friends with Cash on Facebook,
that's
I don't
true.
Think you can see,
you're not friends with
see
him?
The video.
Huh?
You're not friends with him?
I'm friends with one of his pages. I'm not sure which one.
Probably the governor page.
Governor page.
Yeah.
It wasn't
so
on there.
So I probably just wasn't able to see it.
I just want to say, for you guys out there, I keep trying to catch people up, but I just want to be clear that so this is the video. Is what Cash was talking about was he got on the live feed, and we love Cash. He was munching on his chips, and he was eating that, and then he started to talk about how, you know, that the kitchen was a mess, and that his girlfriend Marina was he had said that, and he was joking, but he said that she had failed in her biological duties as a woman.
It was absolutely a joke.
Absolutely.
There's no doubt.
When I read the Chicago Tribune article on it, even just reading the article, he was so over the top with saying, you failed at your duties. Yeah. I was like, he's clearly joking.
But it still
and
made
I
the Chicago Tribune.
I don't even
Tribune.
Have an intimate personal knowledge of Cash, yeah. But it was just so flamboyantly over the top. I said, this is a joke.
But does anybody think that, you know, we're trying to be, Larry Sharp talked about that we're trying to be prime time, right? Mm-hmm. So does anybody feel like that's a little less than prime time? We should be striving to be better than that?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, it wasn't a joke that should be brought up in prime time, right? Yeah. Like I said, I think that had it been posted and somebody watched it, it would have been 15 minutes of fame, and then would have been forgotten.
Well,
and in this situation, I don't know.
The other thing that Cash does, and this isn't to bash on Cash, but he's that rhymed, by the way. But not to bash on Cash, but
will not be the name of the episode.
Yeah, will not be hashtag bash on Cash. So I just want to say though that he has two Facebook pages. He's got two Facebook pages. He's got his governor page and his personal page. And he's such a social media presence that it's hard for him to distinguish between the two. You can say that it's your personal page, but to be honest with you, when you have that many followers, that's your public page. You're a public figure at that point. So,
well, he's a public figure that's also running for governor.
Yes.
One point that I would like to make about Cash, and you said you thought maybe I was
I thought
a Cash
I kind of, I got the feeling, yeah.
Well, I'm not an anti-Cash person, but here's my thing. And I've said it to many other people many other times. Cash, being a military veteran, that would give him something that would be a great contrast between two billionaires who have never served.
Yep.
And I think if he got on the stage, that would be good. And I think he has a great look, because if we're being real about things, image matters in politics, and that's why this video is so horrible.
Absolutely.
However, it was a joke, but like you were saying, it doesn't matter if it's a joke, because the soccer moms aren't going to hear it that way. And when the Chicago Tribune writes it up, they're not going to write it up that way.
But you also have to look at the contrast of the people that will say, like, okay, this person is candid.
This is Dana Olson, social media director for the Peoria Party. She just stepped in, by the way, sorry.
Hello, everyone.
Go ahead, sorry.
Nowadays, the whole PC culture is taking a huge hit, and that's one of the reasons people like Donald Trump, because he's very candid, and he makes these types of jokes that people understand that are jokes, and they're funny, and while some people get outraged, majority of the people say, okay, well, that's a joke, and they like his candid speech. Mm-hmm. So this could be a bonus
but
for
that
Cash
didn't work
saying,
in Illinois. Illinois is not that kind of state.
Yeah,
Missouri,
and I would fear that it worked because it was a Donald Trump. Because it worked for, I believe that it wasn't as candid as Donald Trump, clearly, but like Obama in 08, I think it worked for Obama, his message. Mm-hmm. You know, no one else can duplicate that, and my fear is that no one can duplicate that candidness at that level.
Yeah.
Well, Joe is kind of like for you guys out there. Joe is kind of our philosopher of the party, and he had a good point. I want you to bring up what you talked about with Chad Grimm in the last election. That point that you were talking about, you know.
It's okay. So, we're in a restaurant, so if you hear noises in the background, this is live.
It's happening.
Yeah, so.
This is the real deal.
Yeah, we're not messing around in the studio here.
So the point that Donnie's talking about is Chad got better than 5% in a vast majority of the counties in Illinois, something around 70 out of the 101 or 102 counties, however many there are. Cash is exceptionally marketable for those counties that Chad got better than 5%, and most of those are south of I-80. Peoria is excluded from that, but, I mean, we all know Peoria. Cash can do, if if Chad can get upwards of 9% in some of these counties, Cash can blow that out of the water without any hesitation.
And like I said to you earlier, that the key to that is him stop making these boneheaded mistakes that root net.
But he's been doing that this whole time.
Yeah, and that's the worry.
They commented on Cash's image, and they commented on his image where he's eating potato chips in a cut-off Johnny Cash t-shirt.
And look, that's
accurate. It was accurate.
Yeah, yeah.
It's accurate, but honestly, who cares? Yeah.
I told him when he visited that he's a person that I would have a beer with, and that video is a person that I'd sit down and have a beer
with. But you also have to look at the other side of that. Mm-hmm. George W. Bush was voted the president that people would want to have a beer with.
Yeah. He's a teetotaler.
When you are likable like that, there's no such thing as bad publicity. And so believe it or not, even though this is a bad thing, the publicity got us in the Tribune.
Yeah.
And it got reporters of the Chicago Tribune to talk about the Libertarian Party. So while it might not have been great for Cash personally, and it might be great for him, it was definitely great for the party because it got us mentioned in the biggest paper in the state.
But I will say that John Stewart also got mentioned in the paper.
He had an article
and it was a positive
article. Yes.
You know, it's not a negative article.
Yeah, but are we sitting around talking about that article or are we sitting around talking about
it? It's hard.
Well,
it's hard to when that's the biggest issue of the day.
The one person we're not talking about is Matt Scarr.
Yeah.
Okay, so, and I said this to you, Donnie, the other day. I said, we got one guy who's all over the internet. We got another guy who was responding, and then we got Matt who disappeared for a couple weeks.
Yeah,
Matt's been out of town.
An excellent adventure through Europe, I'm sure.
Well, oh yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, we all envy him. But man, he left during probably one of the hottest times right now in the candidacies. Yeah. I like Matt. What do you guys feel about Matt?
Here's my take on Matt. And anybody who knows me, I'm a loud mouth. I talk about my past.
Well, you need to be louder.
I'm a loud mouth. I talk about my past. I received a 30-year sentence for selling pot as a teenager. And one of the things I discovered when I was in prison is that if you sell over 11 pounds of pot, you were branded a heinous offender. And I was considered a more heinous offender than a murderer. And here's what I liked about Matt. Matt is who Matt is.
Yeah.
He will say what he thinks, and he will defend it, and he will have facts to back it up, and he won't just pull pie out of the sky. And when I posed the question to the candidates of, do you know that selling over 11 pounds of cannabis brands you a more heinous offender than a murderer? John Stewart's response was, I'm for cannabis, or I'm against the legalization of cannabis, and I would give pardons. Cash kind of said the same thing. Neither of them answered the question. Mm-hmm. Scarro said, no, I did not know that.
Wow.
And then he talked to me about it. And you could say that I'm biased because he personally talked to me about it, mm-hmm. but I liked that he was able to say, I did not know that fact, but here's why it would not matter.
Yeah.
And then he went about how he would go about it, because I want our candidates to know that fact. When the Chicago Tribune says, oh, well, what did you think of, you know, our Lieutenant Governor Sheila Simon? I want them to know exactly who she is, where she came from, who her dad was, why she got to the office, that she was underneath Pat Quinn, that Pat Quinn only became governor because Rod Blagojevich went to prison. He was Lieutenant Governor at the time. I want our candidates to know this, and Scarro is the only one. I'm sure Stewart has it. Cash would be awesome if he gets there. Mm-hmm. But Scarro is the only one that's demonstrated it to me on his feet.
And let's just be honest. Is there anybody in here that doesn't agree that Scarro won both those debates? There's no doubt.
No. Yeah. He speaks very well. He can jump all over the subjects. What's that?
And I would just say that there's the one thing about Scarro, though, is that exactly like you said, Eric, nobody's talking about him. And that is the one thing that I have to say about Scarro, is that if we nominate him, if we could, and I've even told this to him, if we could guarantee ourselves a spot in the debate, who are we sending in? We're sending in Matt Scarro to do our dirty work.
Yeah.
But we don't have that option, you know? So
isn't it funny to watch these three guys and how they handle social media and getting their message out so differently?
Yeah.
You know, Cash.
Yeah.
Cash.
Well, I think Scarro might be a little more on the conservative side with the social media part.
Until today.
That's something that I've heard from people is they know a lot about Stewart. They know a lot about Cash. And then all I hear is, I'd like to know more about Scarro.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if you take anything from listening to this, Scarro, if you do, get out there a little bit more.
And a little plug, February 15th in Peoria. He's going to be here.
Yep.
So.
Yeah.
Yes. So. You know, and that's one thing about him, that he's really invested in coming to our meetings and talking to us and you know, being around, being visible with libertarians. And just like Joe said, you know, people were asking, well, I'd like to know more about Mascaro. Mm-hmm. I don't think, maybe I'm wrong, but maybe there is someone else. But Matt Scaro is probably the most diehard, like knowledgeable on libertarianism than all three of them. Way more than me.
But like you said earlier, Jacob, you said that, you know, when Democrats raise taxes, they don't do it, you know. Say that what you're saying.
Yeah, I throw out easy numbers because I'm horrible at math, but. You know, Democrats love taxing things to pay for things, but they don't go from 5% to 10%, right? They don't go from, we're taxing 5%, but we need to pay for this, so we're going to go to 10%. They go to 5.5%, and then it gets voted. Then they go to 5.75%, then 6.25%. And you can't go from 5% to 0%. And that's what I've enjoyed most about listening to Jon Stewart, is his phases go the opposite direction towards the libertarian philosophy, taxation, theft, where we can't go from 0 to 100, and you can't go from 100 to 0. Mm-hmm. You have to take steps, and that's where I think he Scaro kind of gets his messages mixed up, trying to go from 100 to 0.
Because I think he can go to the extreme, like instantly.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, whether it's pharmaceuticals, whether it's marijuana, whether it's taxation, I mean, he will go absolutely to the libertarian line, which is great for us. But for the vast majority of the populace, that some of these concepts are so abstract.
Another concept of, if 100% of libertarians voted on election day, it wouldn't get us to where we want to be. Yeah. So.
And I think that's a perfect segue, because I think that's what I like most about Jon Stewart. Mm-hmm. And Eve said this. What did you say about Jon at the last debate?
Well, he keeps talking about how he has a plan in place.
Yeah.
And one of those jewels in his crown. So I call him the man with the plan.
The man with the plan.
He seems to have a plan for everything. It really has come across, even though he's been sounding angry or really sick in the two debates. It sounds like he has a plan.
Yes. That's probably where we should, you know.
Yeah. And I just want to say that, along with what Jacob was saying, that his plan about property taxes is brilliant. To cap property taxes at 1% of the assessed value and only assess property taxes on the purchase of a home, mm-hmm. if you have a $250,000 home, you'll never pay more than $2,500 in taxes a year.
Yep.
That will keep people in Illinois. I mean, it's brilliant.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think I said this to, maybe I posted on our Facebook page. I talk to my kids all the time. They're 14 and 16 about how they're going to get out of Illinois when mm-hmm. they graduate high school mm-hmm. and college. I want them out of the state. How awesome would it be if I wanted them to be in Illinois? But that's just not the case.
Yeah.
I want them the hell out of here. There's nothing. Jobs are terrible. People are leaving Central Illinois because there's nothing here. Mm-hmm. And the taxes are insane.
Going up.
And John's the one talking about it. Yeah. John is the only one that has this plan and has these actual ideas that he's putting out there. And that's what I like about him, you know. Yeah. I'm a little biased, but...
But, that's okay, Donnie.
Donnie, what's your opinion on John's debate performance?
So here's the deal. Is I thought that John, in the first debate, did well. I do think that, and I've told this to John, and I think that he comes across sometimes as angry. The second debate, he was sick as hell, but I still think he improved upon that performance. And I think that he is, and I told you guys this earlier, so just to speed up the viewers, is that John, the thing about all of us is we have a path and a journey to libertarianism. I think John, you know, over time, just like a lot of us came from the conservative side, realized, oh man, this war is terrible. Why should we be in trouble for smoking a weed, you know? He saw this, and I think he's still on that journey to libertarianism. You don't go from Reagan to Rothbard overnight, you know? And he's still on that journey, but he's learning, and that's, you know... Did answer the question?
A little bit, but then you kind of segued.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. You segued. I remember in the first debate, the way he was holding onto that podium, I thought he was going to rip off a chunk of it.
Yeah. Seriously. So aggressive.
You can just feel his blood pressure, just grinding his fingers into the wood.
But what he does say that's very, and I'll let you guys go, but I'll stop defending him so much, but I just want to say, though, that what he does always say is that he has the most invested in this race. He owns a business. He has a family here. He owns property. There's no one in this race that's more invested in Illinois' success than him. So I would be angry. I'm angry too. We're all angry.
You know, I would just say
that everybody has something invested in this race.
But yeah. Not all of them are.
Matt Scarrow's an entrepreneur.
That's true. But I will say that he's out of business. He's got a family. He's got all of these things that really, really require Illinois to get straight. He can't just leave with his business.
No.
You know?
No. Yeah, yeah. And I was going to comment on, you know, who's invested in the state itself. And I think they all have the investments in the state, right? But, you know, there is something to be said about my family's here, been here. He's invested in Chicago, right? What was the hospital or?
Oh, he was one of the two people. It was him and Senator Kirk, U.S. Senator Kirk, that raised $150 million to build
that
ambulance center in North Chicago, VA.
That's an investment.
Mm-hmm. That's him saying that he wants to be here. But... go ahead, Jason.
One of the things I often think about is John is a well-accomplished person in Illinois.
Yeah.
Right? And I do believe that he would give us a lot more of the infrastructure already in place if he was during a General Assembly campaign. But, like, one of the things we want to do is get in a debate. Mm-hmm. That's what I would like to see us do. And I think John would actually help us get in a debate. Mm-hmm. But then I'm kind of scared of having him on the stage as Libertarian on the debate. Because, I mean, honestly... and you guys are all going to hate me for this comment. When I see John Stewart and I see Bruce Rauner, I go, eh, they're kind of the same to me.
No, you really think so, huh?
Bruce Rauner's pro-choice, school choice. Mm-hmm. You know, he does a lot of things that are libertarian. He's not for cannabis the way I'd like him to be. I'm not saying that John Stewart wouldn't be better. He would be better. Mm-hmm. What I'm saying is if you put him and Rauner on the stage, I don't see, and maybe I need to be educated more, the stark contrast.
I think that's a fair thing to say because people could say, well, what's the difference between this guy and that guy?
Mm-hmm.
But I think it, given the chance, John could explain it, whereas Rauner probably couldn't explain himself out of the bag.
No. And I don't know if you saw what he posted today. He had a post on the Libertarians of Illinois, where all the drama happens, but he had this post on there today where he was talking about, well, how am I different than Bruce Rauner?
I didn't see that post.
I recommend people reading it, but he went out there and he said, listen, I'm going to bring facts to the fight. I'm going to have friends because he's been there. He's been in politics for 20 years. And the third thing that he said, which was huge, is he's going to bring the fight to Mike Madigan. He's going to take a live Facebook feed to Mike Madigan's office every day if he has to. Well, that's worse than me saying
something. Rauner, when he took office, did do live feeds and live things about his arguments with Madigan, and it hasn't accomplished much for us.
Yeah.
I didn't see that. I didn't see it either. Of course, I wasn't following Bruce Rauner either. He's also blaming anything on Madigan.
Anything that happens, he's just blaming it on Madigan.
Yeah.
So then it sounds like if John starts to do that, it just sounds like the same thing as Bruce Rauner's doing, anything on Madigan.
I think there's a different way to go about it. I think it's what Mike Madigan feeds off of, to me, mm-hmm. is he thinks he's special. No. He thinks he's some powerful figure. I think bringing him down a notch and embarrassing him in front of all of us, that's really what hurts him. You know?
I do want to add, because that was a strong comment I made, but... if John Stewart was to win our nomination, I would go to bat for John Stewart 100%, put my all behind it, because I do believe that he would be better than Rauner. What I'm addressing is the general viewer watching it on the stage. I think Rauner would be more presentable. I think Rauner would... there wouldn't be a stark of enough of a contrast between the two to overcome the presentable issues that could arise.
So do you think that Matt or Cash...
I think Matt's awesome in a debate.
Yeah.
And I think Cash in a commercial would be great. So I think Cash's look...
in a commercial, so it's like the Marlboro Man or something like that.
Cut-off sleeves. Right?
Get him on
that
horse,
cut-off sleeves.
But I'll present one thing to you.
You'd have a beer with him.
So here's the challenge to that, is I don't see any pathway towards Matt or Cash getting to that debate stage at all.
I think Cash might be able to do it with his social media presence,
mm-hmm.
because I'm not sure on the debate rules in Illinois, but I know what they are at the national level. And his media presence, his social media presence is pretty dang good. And Donald Trump benefited a lot during his election due to his social media presence.
We're talking
presence.
100 million to 20,000.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
You're very true on that.
There's another contrast, right? It's not...
well, and it's not the
state
level,
got to say,
not the national level.
I'm really smart because I made a lot of money. You know, that comment right there, and Cash can't say that. I was a federal employee and I'm retired, you know, at 50 or whatever.
Yeah.
Cash also has a good when you meet Cash, you feel sincerity.
Yeah.
You don't feel like he's a politician just selling a story to you. He, when he spoke at our meeting, I was impressed. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was generally impressed. But then we weren't allowed to ask him questions at the end of it.
Well, see, and so on the flip side, following in that, during the debate, when some guys would answer technical questions, Cash was like, yeah, I'm whatever John said there. Yeah, I'm what Matt said.
You can't do that.
You cannot do that. And when we get to the debates with the big boys on either the two big parties, you cannot look like the fish out of water.
I mean, especially on the big topic issues like pension reform. I mean, just the knowledge base is very slim.
Yeah.
You know, it's...
And that's why I like Scarrow and Stewart.
Yeah.
They both are very knowledgeable on those issues. Yeah. Like, it's... I just wish we could have Cash's appeal with Matt Scarrow's brain and Stewart's network.
I think we've said if we could meld one these three guys together would make one amazing candidate. There's no doubt.
Absolutely.
But at the same time, in terms of Cash's social media presence, that's something that's a force to be reckoned with.
Yeah.
That's thousands upon thousands of people.
It is, but I don't want
the ability to reach.
I don't want to get too crazy with that because it's 20,000 people. You know, it's not like it's some insane number. It's good for libertarians.
More people, read the article in Chicago Tribune than 20,000.
Yeah, and most of those followers aren't even in the state of Illinois.
That's true too. I mean, they're the Patriots fans.
Yeah.
Sorry, Chief.
Yeah,
So I just wanted to go into this because this has been something that's weighing on my mind is that, you know, we're having this contested debate, and I guess what my problem is I just feel like with Cash, people are feeling it's almost like he's untouchable. Have you guys gotten that feeling?
I have gotten that too. Anytime you say anything bad about Cash, it's coming off as an affront to the party.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's fair at all. Everybody needs criticism right now, and they really need to take it to heart because it's coming from somewhere real. We're not just making up these things to be callous towards them. Mm-hmm. Anything we say that's criticism is only meant to help them and improve them because we only want to see the best candidate make it to the governor.
If you can't take criticism from a libertarian, you're definitely not going to get a lot of criticism that Rauner's agents throw at you.
But his supporters, you got to hand it to. They are very, very loyal.
They're fierce.
And you say something, man, and you're stepping into
prepared.
A hornet's nest.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
everybody. But I guess, and you kind of said this, it's the party, too. It's not just his fans. I mean, it seems like a lot of people in our party are already set themselves up for Cash, and they like Cash a lot.
Yeah.
Which is great. That's fine, but it doesn't seem like it's being very objective right now. And until we get to convention, I think we need a little more of that objectivity.
Yeah, and I just don't think anything's off limits. We have everything that you say as a public official is, you know, that's fair game.
Yep.
You know, it's not our fault if we're pointing out something that's, you know, that's controversial because we didn't say it. You know, that's what's important to me. So.
We're at 28 minutes. We're doing pretty good, guys.
Yeah, look at that.
All right.
So we did make some cliff notes before we started this thing. Was there anything we hadn't hit yet?
I think we had
talk about the candidates and then Kitchengate is what
Did we want to talk about Lieutenant Governor?
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Before we drop out of that, there's one point that I want to make, and I got to go with my background and invoke George Washington here a bit, but... With a lot of the discussion and people getting defensive about certain candidates, one thing to be on the lookout for is factions within our own state party here.
Mm-hmm.
We need to remember to stay a unified force.
Yes.
We can disagree and we can criticize, but we have to stay as one force.
Yes. And no matter what happens, all of this vitriol that goes on, at the end of the day, we're going to join together. And I hate to quote Austin Peterson when he said, you know, no matter if it's Cash or Scar or John, they have my gun, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We have to come together around this person.
Yeah.
But, so, what were you saying?
David Earl Williams.
Oh, David Earl Williams. I don't know much about David Earl Williams. I've talked to him a few times. He's a nice guy. The only thing that sticks out in my mind is he has a heck of a tricep workout. Did you guys see him on?
No, I've not seen that.
He was a video doing triceps.
Yeah. Candidate for lieutenant governor, and that's the only thing you remember?
That's all I remember.
Sounds like Aaron Schock, but he was known for more than the, you know, his abs.
Does anybody know more about?
No, he's messaged us on the Facebook page saying he wants to come down and do a meeting. I think he's invested heavily into the Chicago area. He keeps talking about everything's done in Chicago.
Yeah.
So I guess he's hoping to show up to the convention and have the Chicago crowd to back him up.
Yeah. Well, February 15th, he's got one more shot to see us.
Well, there's a Peoria.
So one thing that we were talking about earlier is that if one of those guys, one of those candidates doesn't win, there's a good chance that one of them will waterfall. Mm-hmm. So let's say John, Cash, Matt, would you guys vote for one of them as lieutenant governor?
God, I definitely. Yeah, I think Matt is a lieutenant mm-hmm. on either of those guys.
Yeah.
Is an amazing pairing. I think there's definitely a place for him. He's so strong.
Yeah. I think he can just compliment any person that's
absolutely.
Governor. And he can help them with the debates, because he's definitely the strongest.
Aaron Wright in Metro East, shout out to Aaron Wright, but he said that we need to put out our best dog and pony show. So his endorsement was, no matter what it was, a Cash John ticket or a John Cash ticket. Mm-hmm. What do you guys think about that?
I don't think that would happen.
No.
I don't see John going to lieutenant governor.
I think he's in it to win it.
Yeah.
But what about Cash as lieutenant? Do you think John would be? That would be a good pair.
Do you think Cash would want lieutenant governor?
I think Cash has said he would.
Okay,
Cash
would support
that, yeah.
anybody. It wouldn't be a bad pairing. I don't think it'd be a bad pairing. Mm-hmm. But you're right. I think it'd be too tough for John. Would never swallow the pill to go to lieutenant governor.
No.
It's unfortunate when you have to think about these things, the realities. And we're speaking for guys who aren't here to defend themselves.
Yeah, right.
So we're all
right.
This is all hypothetical.
Oh,
anyway.
This is just a podcast.
Yeah, exactly. this is all fiction.
Please don't kill me at a later date.
These are libertarians, not Democrats.
There could be someone else.
Clintons. We'll be more honest about it. I went there.
Party.
Yeah. No, Lupe Diaz said he was going to do this. We all thought that Lupe Diaz from Bloomington was going to announce for lieutenant governor. He didn't. Mm-hmm. But I think there could be someone else that jumps in for specifically lieutenant governor. There's no way that we just have one guy, announce.
Well, we got. I mean, Steve and Claire.
Yes.
Steve will probably get that nomination, and Claire, who's going to be at our next meeting as well. No. It's St. Patty's Day Parade.
St. Patty's Day Parade.
Yeah, which is going to be epic, by the way. The Peoria. St. Patty's Day Parade is on a Saturday this year, so what is normally an epic parade is going to be like twice as epic.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then we'll have Claire there.
What's that? March 17th.
March 17th. Yeah, that's St. Patrick's Day if you don't know.
So, should be a great time.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you want to join us, you're certainly welcome to join in. Where is I going with that? Sorry.
Closing statement.
You want to do a closing statement?
Yeah, we can do a closing statement.
Well, closing statement, our meeting is on February 15th. Please join us at Sullivan's at 7. We will have a live stream. Also, visit our website at libertyplace.com.
Yeah. I think what we'll do, we could probably do a roundtable like this after those meetings, half an hour after each meeting. So it wouldn't be a half idea, especially after we meet with Matt. And if Matt wanted to sit on one of these and talk about some of these issues, we would love it.
Absolutely great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do we want to do closing?
Yeah.
Around closing.
All right. Go ahead.
Okay. My name's Jason, and I'm excited about Claire in this election. That's my excitement.
That's the ticket, right?
Yeah. All right. Well, Joe here. Closing statement. I just want to reiterate that faction comment, and I'll go for Claire.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Yep. Dana here, and going into the convention, I'm still undecided. I'm personally between John and Cash. I keep swaying back and forth, and I'm going to look at the debates and keep seeing, what I do, who does better. Eric, what you're saying, I'm definitely going to watch out for that for Cash next time I'm watching that debate, and then I guess maybe day of election, I'll just go with my gut. That's probably what's going to end up happening.
Still undecided. Hi, it's Eve. I'll second Jason by saying I am definitely excited about Claire. She is awesome, and I can't wait to promote her over and over again. So,
Donnie, surprise, surprise, I'm going to come out right now and say that I'm endorsing John Stewart for governor. I think he's, as Eve said, the man with the plan. But I do want to say that I think everybody's open to criticism. I don't want us to get too angry at each other on the social media. I want to make sure that everybody's allowed to say things. And if you're a candidate and you're saying something and you don't like it, don't reflect poorly on someone else. That's on you. So let's try to, like Larry Sharp said, we want to be ready for prime time. We got to act like we're in prime time. So,
yeah, Jacob Irish here. I'm going to publicly say that I am a supporter of John Stewart as the candidate. I will be at the convention just to vote. And, I just think to remind yourselves to stay true in the dark and be humble in the light.
that's brutal. How do I fault that?
Yeah, I'm good.
Thanks a lot.
All right.
So
mic
this,
drop.
Yeah, exactly. I'm out of here. All right. Yes, this is Eric Stahl, and thanks again for joining us tonight. I'm going to say almost exactly what Donnie said. You know, let's be respectful towards each other. We have so much time right now. There's so much we can talk about and talk about the issues and really build each other up. And there's no point right now in destroying each other. So let's just keep it positive, folks. Absolutely. All right. Thanks for joining us. And hopefully we do this sooner than later.
And Liberty Plays in Peoria, guys.
LibertyPlays.com.
Yep.
Liberty Plays.